A local developer has requested a change to the Town of Sackville planning bylaw, which impacts the size of lots required on either end of row house or townhouse developments, or what Plan 360 calls vertically attached dwelling units. CHMA called up Plan 360 planner Jenna Stewart to ask her to explain what a vertically attached dwelling unit is.
The definition in the Sackville zoning bylaw has it as it means a building consisting of 2 to 6 dwelling units, which are vertically attached to one another by one or more common walls, in which the property may be subdivided, with each unit having independent entrances to a front and rear yard, and each unit being serviced by independent municipal sewer and water connections.
Townhouses or row housing are both examples of vertically attached units, says Stewart. The units create a bit more density than single detached houses and can also be more energy efficient for homeowners. But Sackville's current planning bylaw requires that each row house development have a lot on either end, which is at least double the size of the inside lots in the row. Currently, outside lots for vertically attached buildings must have 15 meters of frontage and be at least 464 square meters. A proposed amendment to the bylaw would reduce the minimum frontage required to 10 meters and the minimum area to just over 300 square meters. Developer Artie Kenny applied for the change but won't disclose the location of his planned townhouse-style development until the project is further along the planning approval path. Stewart says that although Kenny applied to make the change, the issue with outside lots for vertically attached developments had been flagged by Plan 360 before, and the planner is recommending in favor of the amendment.
It is in line with the municipal plan policy. It would encourage more vertically attached dwellings by reducing what is in many ways a barrier associated with this type of development through the decrease in lot requirements for outside lots. And it would put the Sackville zoning bylaw more in line with other municipalities.
Before it's approved, the text amendment will go to the Southeast Planning Review and Advisory Committee and come to Tantramar Council for a public hearing and multiple council readings of the bylaw. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.